Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Hotbed Episode 3. The Pelvic Paw Patrol. In this episode, we are going to be talking about things that get us in the mood for sex, but mainly we're going to be talking about the pelvic floor and pelvic floor health.
But don't fall asleep, because often the pelvic floor can be a bit snoozy, kind of
boring.
But this is pelvic floor with bells on.
Or love eggs hanging out.
Or love eggs. So don't worry, stay tuned.
Stick with us, people. So let's set the scene again. We have been invited back into Cherry's bedroom. So this is our second time into Cherry's bedroom. She obviously liked what we did last time, Aniki.
She took me for a drink on Thursday. We were making love on Friday.
Do you know that now Craig David is following me on Twitter?
Oh my God!
Can you believe that? Last week he followed me on Twitter. So I'm wearing a t-shirt right now saying, I love Craig, I heart Craig David.
A bit of facial hair as a tribute.
Yeah, and I've started working out a lot so that I can match him. In fact, I'm trying to become Craig David.
Craig David.
Yeah, as a thank you for him following on Twitter, I'm going to become his body double.
It's funny because when I saw
his
last Twitter post, he was wearing his hair in a really high bun, and I think he's trying to become Cherry Healy.
Oh my God, we're going to swap body. This is the best thing that's ever happened to
me. It'd be crazy.
Anyway, obviously, I'll ask him to come to our next live event. Book tickets now. They're not actually on sale, by the way. That was a joke.
Watch this space for ticket sales.
Lisa, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm dressed as a member of the Paw Patrol, which is a cartoon which is on Netflix. And anyone with children under the age of 5 will know what it is.
Unfortunately, I do.
I'm dressed as Skye, who is a pivotal female character. She's underrepresented. And most of the Paw Patrol are male puppies. There's only one woman. And even though she's got the helicopter, she's never called out on the, like, really big missions. Mm-hmm. So I'm
She's too busy ironing, isn't she?
Yeah.
Sharing her organic hummus.
Well, you know, the rest of the Paw Patrol have to eat somehow. So there's got to be food on the table when they get back into the control station. So I'm dressed as her. We'll find out why later. There is a reason for it. I don't normally dress as a pink-clad puppy who drives a helicopter.
It really suits you, actually. I think
it
should be your look.
You can do that.
Aniki, what are you wearing, baby?
Well, it's no secret that I love dungarees. Always wear dungarees. But today I thought I'd do something a little bit different and just not wear a top underneath. So I've got no bra, no top, and just dungarees.
What I like is that because they're baggy, when you move, sometimes it's not just side boob, it's like whole boob.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate that kind of vulnerability.
I mean, in the Uber, I'm not sure if he's going to give me 5 stars.
I think
he might give me 5 stars.
I think you'll get off the scale stars.
You might do, but if I move it over to one side, both breasts are actually visible. But I just think once you get to my age, it doesn't really matter anymore what you do.
Let it all hang out.
Aniki Samuel, letting it all hang out. We didn't introduce ourselves, so you know whose voice belongs to who. I'm Lisa Williams.
I'm Aniki Somerville.
And I'm Cherry Healy.
And we have baby Joe in the background, my little boy. So again, if you hear snuffles, snorts, suckling, it's him and not Aniki. Oh, it's not actually Cherry or I suckling on Aniki's exposed breasts.
No, I snuffle differently. Oh, it's not Craig David either.
It's not Craig David's breasts. Because we don't even know what they look like.
I do.
Cherry spent a bit of time looking at them. Now, we are going to throw to the show again. We talked about what gets us in the mood for sex at a live show at Old Street Records. This all harks back to Dr. Karen Gurney's exercise. Dr. Karen, Dr. Karen, Dr. Karen.
Oh, we love Dr. Karen. Without her, we are just three women sitting in a room.
Talking shit.
Talking rubbish. So, God bless She gives us a reason substance. To live, doesn't
yes,
she?
And a substance. Reason to live. So she gave us, she basically said, it's okay if women don't feel horny because most women don't automatically wake up with the horn. We need some kind of trigger to that. So at our show, we produced the vagina box, which then got rebranded the vulva box after my anatomy was corrected. Sounds like I had plastic surgery.
Yes, because vagina is a vulva is what you say for the whole of everything. Your genitalia.
Not genitalia just vagina.
Is not a good word.
So I've made a box out of a Kleenex box, and I'll explain more actually in the live show. But we basically asked the people that came to our live show to write what gets them in the mood for sex on a post-it note and post it through the little flappy flap flap.
Through the flaps.
And it's there. Well,
Lisa
listen.
Wasn't even drinking. She was pregnant.
I was sober.
Look at the madness that she came up with.
I know.
I'm insane and deranged.
Post your stories through my vagina box slot.
Vulva box slot.
This is why you have to come down to the live show for gold like that.
Gold like that. It's
and
magic.
On that note, let's throw to the show.
Craig David.
Sponsored post. So, what can you get done in 30 minutes?
Is this a rude question?
No. I'm just asking because there's a treatment at the clinic by Dr. Mione, which promises to beat stress incontinence in 30 minutes.
Oh, I spend longer than that on Instagram. What is it?
It's called the Genevieve.
Oh, she sounds nice.
It's a non-surgical treatment which uses radio frequency waves to stimulate collagen production.
It sounds a bit sci-fi.
I heard it was developed to tighten up one's fannies for better sex, but also it's useful if you also do some wheeze and you don't mean to.
We all know about those.
Yes, we do, unfortunately. And also, there's a probe involved.
Interessant.
If you want to find out more about the Genevieve, ring the clinic by Dr. Mione on, get your pen, 0208 699 9496 and book in for a consultation and talk about all things pelvic floor. Normally £50, this consultation is free if you quote hot bed. And you'll have a chance to talk about your symptoms and see what options are out there. And I must note that if you don't live in London, you can do the consultation by FaceTime.
That is the end of the Sponsored Post.
And we're going to do a little bit of a Sugar Babe style change in lineup to welcome Kelly to the stage. Woo!
Booker Mum, Soho Radio host, wonderful lady. And also, can we just talk about your shirt?
Yes.
For 1 second.
Okay, so my father wore this to the opening of Stringfellows, 1972. Casual.
Thank you.
He wore it with a white patent shoe, so.
And,
yeah.
and you're wearing it to the opening of the Hotbed Collective podcast, so it's the same thing, really.
Yeah. Big things.
Can we also welcome to the stage the furry vagina box?
Woo! Sex box!
Some of you might recognise this. It made its first appearance at the Hotbed Collective launch party at Tonight Josephine. I made it from a tissue box, not that you can tell, but now you can. The bottom still... I didn't do the bottom. I left it as Kleenex man size. Anyway, we asked you all a few questions before you got here, and our audience members very kindly gave us some replies. And the question that we asked you was, what gets you in the mood for sex? And this is kind of related to Karen's exercise of triggering desire. So we will see what you have said.
I'll hold your box.
Thank you very much, Terry.
I got your box.
It's a bit sticky.
It's all right, you've got mousse. I'll give you some mousse. We can deal with this.
Bit of friction there, but I do have one. Right. So what gets you in the mood for sex? Dressing in really pretty knickers.
Yay! Pretty knickers!
They don't have to be expensive.
No.
Primark will do.
I always think also, do you know what my trick is? Always buy a size up.
Ooh.
Always.
Why?
Because then you always feel great. I mean, I can't bare tight knickers. I don't want to live in a world where my knickers aren't my friend. You know, if your knickers make you feel bad about yourself, what are you doing? What are you doing? Anyway, there we go.
I quite like cheap knickers that are rippable.
Ooh, good tip. And I
Thank
quite
you.
Like my maternity...
It's always the quiet ones.
I like my maternity / C-section knickers. The ones that come up to your waist, for anyone that's not familiar. And, I mean, I think...
They're keepers.
They're normally in the kind of elderly aisle in M&S.
But they are so comfy. And I kind of think from certain angles, they're kind of 1950s sort of thing that, you know, Sophia Loren might wear.
Yes, Lisa, they are.
So pretty knickers. Right. And now, Kelly, will you delve into the box?
The last time I did this was at boarding school, aged eight. True story. If he hugs and kisses me for no reason instead of saying, fancy a quick bang.
I mean, we all so intimacy and feeling loved. And basically, if someone really, like, it's like, I'm going to hold your face and tell you that I love you and I know you. You just feel, like, horny.
A hug. A
Not
hug.
You people. Don't do that later.
Cherry, will you delve in? Take a few, go on.
Sex box.
Take a few.
The problem with post-its is that they do rather tend to stick. Should I rip them?
Just rip it off. Rip like Kelly's right. Cheap knickers.
An arse grab and a slow kiss. I agree with that. Do you know what? I'm pretty low maintenance. Is that you? Yes! Spirit animal. I agree. Do you know what? I'm pretty low maintenance, but I want a big old booty grab and a big snog. I'm done, honestly, and some chicken nuggets. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Chicken nuggets, that's all we need then to get Cherry into bed. So that's a takeaway. Literally a takeaway.
That is a
from today's show.
That's just magic, magic combo.
It's never going to get back. But you see, none of this actually really matters, these triggers for desire, if you've got a weak pelvic floor. So we're going to talk about pelvic floor now. Wake up at the back. It's really important, isn't it?
It's also not always as kind of wee-based. And, I mean, I realise the importance of pelvic floor when I wet myself on a trampoline next to Beverly
Craig
Knight.
David.
Actually, I wasn't next to Craig David for once. I was on a trampoline next to Beverly Knight at this, like, juice retreat thing. And I was jumping up and down. I realised that I'd wet my pants and had to get off.
Move.
But what a great story, hey?
You know, she wrote a song about it. Did you hear the song? She's written the song Cherry Healy Wet Her Pants on a juicing cleanse. And it was in the top five on
iTunes.
It's
one of the best R&B songs of this century, I think.
Mercury Prize nominated.
It was amazing.
She didn't get
but this, this pelvic floor chat is spicy because also what I didn't realise was how important pelvic floor was to have an intense orgasm. Which that was a useful bit of education for me.
And as a lot of our listeners are parents, mothers specifically, pelvic floor is an area which kind of gets a bit shot to pieces when you are pregnant. I learned the hard way. I had my first baby via C-section and thought that I had dodged a bullet in terms of the pelvic floor because I thought, well, it doesn't come out. I mean, how little did I know? Essentially, it's just being pregnant and it's the weight on your pelvic floor of the baby which can really weaken it. So it's relevant to mothers for that reason, but also it's kind of anyone. I think they say that the earlier you start strengthening your pelvic floor, the better, really. And also around sort of menopause time as well, you need to
it's
make
another
sure
thing
you
to think about. I think that's part of the issue though, isn't it? Is it becomes a thing that you need to do on your list of things to do, which is quite far down.
So you need the motivation. I've never really done my pelvic floors. I had a cesarean too, so I didn't think it applied to me until I worked myself next to Beverly Knight. And then I started doing my pelvic floors.
So the Pelvic Paw Patrol is a group of women who met on Instagram, and they have basically made it their mission to get dialogue going around pelvic floor health. And not only on Instagram are they sort of putting out a lot of awareness for women, but they are also hoping to lobby the government, the NHS. They really want people to prioritise pelvic floor health because it is so integral, and you'll find out why in a minute. I love the fact that they met on Instagram. I think that's a really nice thing. There's sort of, I think, about seven of them, and again, they'll explain this, but they all come from different areas of expertise. One is a doula and personal trainer. One is a women's health expert, doctor. One is a physio, for example. And they all just feel really, really strongly about this. So let's hear what they have to say.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I am here with Dr. Amal Hassan and Elizabeth Davies. We are here to talk about a very exciting project that these two ladies have got going with some other ladies, I believe, which is very, very pertinent to our hotbed listeners because it is all about pelvic floor health, specifically after women have their babies. So it's something that we've talked about before, and I thought let's get these ladies in and we will talk about it in greater depth. So can I first ask you to introduce yourselves and say what your kind of professional and personal sort of interest is in this area?
I'm Amal. I'm a sports and exercise medicine doctor. I'm actually in training to be a consultant, so I'm called a registrar at work, but that confuses people. So I am training to treat elite and amateur athletes, the exercising population, and people who need exercise prescription in their life to mean that they can lead sort of healthier lives into their old age with a big public health agenda. And so pelvic floor health fits in really nicely with female athlete care, but also postpartum rehabilitation for women who want to remain active, to stay active into their older life, middle-aged life. And that's really important for the work that I do on a public health scale. And my interest in it really came from a personal point. But now I can't sort of fail to see its importance everywhere I go. I've become kind of a pelvic floor mad type person. Obsessed.
All roads lead to the pelvic floor.
Lead to the pelvic floor, yeah. With me now in clinic, you can expect that. Or I'll be interested. No, I'm joking.
You've always been a pelvic floor angle.
Yeah, exactly. Come in for foot pain. I'll make sure I get to it.
Elizabeth, go.
Hello. So I am a personal trainer specialising in pre- and postnatal health and also a postnatal doula. I have recently had a career change into this new and exciting venture. And it was during the course of my studies, really, that I started looking at how we are serving the pregnant and postnatal population through sort of health and fitness and what's on offer and what's lacking. And that kind of got me really thinking about how we can better serve the population with pelvic floor rehabilitation, pelvic floor health. Combined with my own personal story, I'm a mum of two. I've always been into fitness. And after my second baby was born, I struggled with pelvic floor dysfunction. I had some stress incontinence after having my second child. So, you know, I have been that person in the circuits class conscious that they've wet themselves. And, you know, that was kind of what made me think, if this is happening to me, it's probably happening to a lot of people, and what can we do to help people out?
I stumbled clumsily onto Instagram, not having a clue how to Instagram. Is that a verb? I'm making it a verb.
It is,
and you know, this was very much my sort of interest. I want to kind of start or join in conversations around this. And so, you know, you follow people as you do. And then I messaged a few people about this interest.
Not just me.
Not just you. Yeah, in fact, maybe you were first and you ignored me.
I did, initially.
I contacted a male over direct message and said, hello, I'm Elizabeth and blah, blah, blah. Here's a little bit about me. And I'm really interested in pelvic floor health. Mm. And I think that, you know, what happens at the moment is inadequate. And I'd really like to start a campaign to try to improve things.
Yeah, we got on, luckily, and found some other friends to help us.
Yes. We became the pelvic is it pelvic floor patrol or is it pelvic
I think it's pelvic paw patrol.
Pelvic paw patrol. Yeah. Okay.
We'll have to
probably need to clarify
Anya.
That before we go
so
on
it's
our
all
first
about
mission.
Pelvic paw health, is it then?
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah,
pelvic paw health.
Yeah. And this is who branded it that?
That was Anya. It is a hashtag. I think it's only been used about 14 times so far.
Have you checked? I haven't even pressed it.
I don't think it's gone viral, Amal.
No, certainly not.
And also when I use it, I always put pelvic paw patrol, pelvic floor patrol, when my husband
clarify.
Says.
And so what are your, if you could sort of change, what are you hoping to achieve with the campaign, what are your kind of targets and
it's a big question. I think so as a broad sort of goal, I think pelvic floor health, postnatal pelvic floor health is an area that needs investment by way of conversation, mm-hmm. time and education, and probably as an adjunct to some of those things, mm-hmm. money.
Yeah.
You know, so that I think is the headline. But I think sort of by way of starters, it would be great to get some conversation going and some education about what to expect, what mm-hmm. to look out for, what your red flags are, mm-hmm. and also prevention. What can you do actually to sort of help yourself out? Because there are things that you can do to help yourself, to sort of keep yourself safe. And I sort of personally, thinking back to the antenatal education I had and the interactions I had with healthcare professionals afterwards, and this is absolutely no criticism because there's a lot to cover in a fairly short space of time, I very much feel that I was in the dark about a lot of things that I may have been able to do mm-hmm. to give myself a helping hand and to spot warning signs more quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. So what are the best ways to restore the pelvic floor after a baby?
So if Kegels were the only thing you did, you would put a lot of pressure, especially if you didn't pay attention to your breathing,
yes.
you would end up just putting a lot of pressure, both on the abs, in your chest wall and with your breathing itself. Mm. But also the pelvic floor would end up just tightening up.
Yeah.
Really, really tight. And a lot of deep pelvic pain, which typically you might think is sort of like lower buttock pain,
yes.
or like pain in your groin.
Yeah.
You might also feel it when you have sex.
Yes.
And that, you know, oh, sex is really painful. Why is that? I'm doing my pelvic floor exercises,
yeah.
you know, things should be getting better.
Yeah.
So again, just to demonstrate that Kegels aren't the be-all and end-all of pelvic floor rehab,
no.
you have to stretch your pelvic floor as well. You know, the muscles can't be allowed to tighten up.
Yeah.
So you've got that sort of, I don't know how many things, but, you know, breathing, knowing what your abdomen is doing, allowing your pelvic floor to relax in breath and tighten up, and how to do that properly from back to front.
Alignment
at, so that you can breathe effectively, mm-hmm. because we say breathe. If I was sat with a hunched back, I wouldn't be able to breathe in very much, mm-hmm. find it quite hard to swallow. That's always a good way
yep.
of testing how well you breathe, is how hard is it to swallow. And similarly, if I, you know, boobs up to the sky,
oh, yeah.
that's, you know,
that military
again,
posture,
you're really not getting
not...
a good breath in. So yeah. you have to work it out. And it takes ages to work out these things, which is yeah. why having someone, a trained, in my opinion, women's health yeah. physio to talk you through it is fundamental.
So how accessible are women's health physios? I'm just thinking about people who are listening to the podcast thinking, my pelvic floor is not what it should be, sex is painful, you know, whether they gave birth 2 days ago or sort of even 12 years ago, what can they do to fix it? What steps should they take? You know,
I'm gonna state from the outset that I'm not at all like an expert in this area, but I think my advice, if I were talking to a friend or, you know, would be day zero, you should be doing Kegels, mm-hmm. as you're taught, because most people are weeing themselves day zero after having a baby. And you do just want to like feel that tone again and get those muscles contracting.
And the first time that someone does a Kegel, they might not get any feedback. They might not be able to identify the muscles. They might be squeezing their glutes instead of engaging the pelvic floor. It's going to take a little while, you know, for the sensation to return. And I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
Know that Kegels aren't everything, but do them.
Yeah.
Because they say to do them when you're feeding your baby. I think that's what the midwife said to
them. They do, yeah.
So that's the first thing. And then should they go and ask for a referral to a... Can you get that kind of thing on
the NHS? I think what's normal is that... in the few weeks that follow birth, if you are having such troubling, you know, incontinence, whether it be urinary or fecal, or you have a frank prolapse, that's definitely going to take you to your GP, whoever you are, and that you're not going to wait for your 6-week check.
Yeah.
And those people will get sorted because it's a priority for the NHS.
Yeah.
It's those of us who, at 6 weeks, for example, I had quite heavy dragging pain. And I had an episiotomy and I was really confused.
What's
because
a dragging pain?
So a dragging pain is like a heavy, I would call it a heavy ache that it, you know, you can have an ache.
Happy about the heavy ache.
Oh, I know it hurts.
Joe
really
is upset. Empathetic.
He really is, yeah.
Sensitive fella.
That is not right, okay. Sorry, carry on.
It's all right, Joe.
That's what a dragging
feels like. Yeah, it feels like... Yeah, I had an episiotomy and I was worried that it wasn't healing. And we were 6 weeks down the line and I'd heard that at 2 weeks, you know, you should expect your episiotomy to heal. I had an examination. So my GP did do an internal examination with the speculum, you know, those things they use when you have your smear.
Yes.
And oh my God, I nearly jumped off the bed. But I really couldn't tolerate it. And I was like, I can't believe this because I've just had a baby. This should be... You know, I should be amazing at this now, you know. A smear is never going to hurt again. But it was so painful. And she said she couldn't see anything wrong with the wound. And I remember it being so bad. So, you know, I actually had my check at 8 weeks. And the pain was so bad that if I was holding Rafi, you know, on my chest and trying to soothe him, standing up, rocking from side to side, by the end of the day... My vagina killed me. Like, that was the majority of my discomfort and probably the number one thing that would be on my mind by the end of the day. You know, it's that kind of subtle presentation of pelvic floor dysfunction that people need to be aware of. Because I didn't know what that was.
No.
And I don't know if at the moment I can guarantee that women across the UK can access information easily if they were to type in into Google what they thought was wrong and go on the NHS website, for example, because I either didn't think to do it, or if I did, I can't remember now, but I didn't find the information
and, you know,
I needed.
You've got the benefit of a degree in medicine. Mm. You know, you're quite far along your career, so you at least know the places to look if you were to do a Google search. If women aren't going to their GPs and saying, I've got this problem, what are my referral options, you know, and banging on about it, then it's never going to become a priority, is it? And maybe that's something that we can achieve in terms of encouraging people to go forward and ask for help. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you get the classic story of, you know, I told my GP and they didn't,
said, let's
you
wait
know,
so
yeah,
terms.
You know, you've just had a baby. And if it is a real problem, and I would say that if it's affecting your mental health, which it can do, I know it sounds ridiculous, but any injury, impacts on your daily life, and like me, at the end of the day, you're literally like sobbing in pain, you can't sit down, you have to tell someone, because that degree of disruption in your life warrants further referral in the NHS. That's normal.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, we're all, I think, very aware now of the body of evidence behind the benefits of exercise on postnatal mental health.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in a situation
where you can't,
you know, that is actually quite a damaging situation. Absolutely. You know that there's something you can be doing to make yourself feel better, and you can't do it because of sort of common but not normal postnatal issues like stress incontinence.
So the takeaways for listeners, if you are experiencing what you think might be a problem related to a weak pelvic floor, takeaways are, and from what you've said, to go to your GP and ask for a referral and sort of discuss it with them and see what they can do. If you've got the money to maybe get yourself a mummy MOT from a local physio? Or was it
A mummy MOT website where you can look up all of the practitioners who offer the mummy MOT. But if you can't go to a mummy MOT practitioner, you need to find a women's health physio. So not a physiotherapist who is a musculoskeletal physiotherapist with an interest in women's health, but a women's health physio. It's kind of subtle but really important, because the women's health physio is trained and qualified to be able to examine you internally, and that is key, really, to be able to see how well your pelvic floor recruitment is working, and also to check for pelvic or organ prolapse. I've just run my fingers in a circle around the air as if doing an imaginary check for pelvic. Oh, what the hell is that?
My front row doing. My front row.
And you know, I totally appreciate that when you are on mat leave, money's too tight to mention.
Yeah.
And
tell me about
you
it.
Don't feel, with all those white basic John Lewis baby grows to buy, you don't feel, and like 50 different types of bottle, because maybe this will be the one that works. And they're all stacking up and the baby's not happy with any of them and they keep spitting. You don't feel like you can spend, what, 70 quid going to have an internal examination and assessment. If you can justify that money, it will be £70 really well spent, because it's an hour, you can cover a lot. The physio will look at your alignment, will look at your breathing, will look at you sort of moving to see what's happening there, what's happening with your muscles, will check you for separation of the abs, and will internally examine you. So you're going to get kind of a really thorough assessment with focused, bespoke, tailored homework that you can then do by yourself. Yes, there will be kind of the option of a follow-up. If you don't have the money for it, you don't have to go to the follow-up. In an ideal world, you would, but if all you can afford is the assessment, and you've got the £70, have the assessment. It will be money so well spent.
You will leave reassured. I think the thing I would add to that is, if you don't have the money, think about it more like what you shouldn't do.
Yes.
So don't slouch. Yeah. Don't stick your bum out. When you've been pregnant for 10 months, the tendency is to arch your back like a gymnast and stick your bum out. If you stand in front of a mirror, you can tell your alignment, or get someone to take a photo of you side on, and you can see what you look like naturally, and then work against it. Correct. And keep checking yourself in the mirror. You can do that on a daily basis. When you want to pick something off the floor, squat. Don't bend over.
Yeah, or do a sort of split stance, sort of lunge.
Or a lunge.
Yeah.
Down on the knee, pick it up. That's actually hard work, so that's good rehab.
Yeah. And we spend a lot of time picking things up.
Don't do any crunch type movement. Don't sit up out of bed.
Yeah.
Even if you find it difficult to get out the couch, as I did, come onto the edge of the couch, brace like a squat, and up you go.
Yeah.
It seems pedantic, but when you start thinking about it, you'll do it correctly more often. You're not going to be perfect 100% of the time, but the more you're aware of it, the better. I would still say, if you use a Squeezy app, if you download the Squeezy app, do it. I still do it every day. But be aware of your breathing. As a general rule, breathe in and relax your pelvic floor down. When you exhale, squeeze and lift the pelvic floor, and like you're doing up a zip of your trousers.
So there we have it. We all need to be working on our pelvic floor strength, people. There's no way around it. We just have to do it. I imagine some of you are sort of clenching and squeezing now.
I am.
It's all about motivation. If someone said to me when I was in my 20s, oh, you need to do your pelvic floor because you might wet yourself in the future next to Beverly Knight on a trampoline. Did I mention that? I wouldn't have given any care to it at all. But now I see that it intensifies orgasm and does lots of other things as well. I feel a bit more motivated to do it.
Do you think it's also because you can't see it, your pelvic floor? So if we could, we're a very visual culture, aren't we? So I think if you could actually, you can obviously feel it when it's probably working, but in terms of like doing sit-ups where you can actually see something, or doing yoga,
but
it might be a bit more motivated.
I have definitely noticed that since I've been doing more, I have been able to, I've got a stronger core, which means that I often get a really pot belly at the end of the day. I look really pregnant by the end of the day. It's because I've got no core strength. Mm. Since I've been doing my pelvic floors, I feel like I've got a slightly flatter stomach because if there must be you're pulling it from the inside.
Mm-hmm. That actually makes sense.
Yeah. So now I'm super motivated to do them because I think, why don't I even have to do any sit-ups? I just need to really, really get a strong pelvic floor. Now, that is amazing motivation. Better orgasms and being able to do my jeans up at the end of the day.
And not weeing yourself next to Beverly Knight.
And never weeing myself next to Beverly Knight ever again.
And if Beverly
again.
Knight is listening, I think you should perhaps apologise to
I'm really sorry, Beverly.
That's not a good experience.
It was rude of me.
To watch you peeing your pants.
But now I could trampoline next to you all day long.
The rematch. We've got to get this organised. We're going to invite Beverly Knight down for a trampolining party.
That's a good idea.
Who's going to wet themselves first?
You just have to stay on until one of you does. Can I come down now? No. That's the way. Now, if you find it hard to work out whether you are doing it right or not, there is a little gadget called the LV, which we have reviewed. So I don't know if you've heard of it before. It's a little green widget. They call it the most personal trainer.
It's a very good-looking object.
It's beautifully designed.
I like the fact that when you say sort of pelvic floor exerciser, I'm thinking of something with big, long metal arms.
You would
think
of that.
You attach to the door and then you have to sort of pull out. Whereas it's small and discreet and it's like quite a beautiful looking thing.
It looks almost like a very beautifully designed tadpole.
Yes.
And you insert it inside yourself.
Not in your bum though.
Not in your bum, in your front bum. And you download the app. Mm-hmm. And it's very stylish, very easy to use. And as you squeeze, it tells you whether you're squeezing correctly. Mm-hmm. And also there are games you can play to encourage doing it. Because pelvic floor exercises are pretty boring. Mm-hmm. I often lose interest after about 5.
Mm-hmm.
And also it reminds you to do them.
Yes.
So it's kind of a win-win.
I think so. I mean, I came across it first when I wrote a piece about the pelvic floor for another magazine, and I tried lots of different things. I tried rebounding.
What's rebounding?
Rebounding is going on a little mini trampoline. So we're nearly in Beverly Knight territory. Everyone has their own little trampoline. You do it in the gym, and apparently it strengthens up your pelvic floor, but you have to have quite a strong one to start off with, otherwise you wet yourself. So it's sort of one of those things. So I tried that. I tried ballet bar as well, because your core is really important to that lovely kind of balletic posture. But I have to say, I am the anti-ballet. I mean, I have no grace. Literally no grace.
Oh, stop it. You do.
So that was not good class.
Come.
I love that.
Anyone that's seen me waddle down the road will know I have no grace. So I tried that. I tried a number of things. And really, the LV was the only thing which made a difference. And by difference, it made a huge difference. And I think within almost 2 weeks or something, suddenly sex wasn't painful anymore.
Yours? How often?
I was using it every day. And I mean, I don't like to say this is the reason, but I mean, because of the gamification and me being quite a competitive person, I was on there every day trying to like beat my personal best.
Oh, see, that's
good. So it worked for me, for my psychology.
Yeah. I think that's the thing with me, because obviously when we've done other reviews, what's come up is that I'm not a big tech head, having been born in the 70s. So
The 1900s.
The 1900s.com.
Turn of the century.
Exactly. I feel like I kind of resist things that require technology in order to do it. But there were a couple of things I did like. I liked the fact that it looked really nice. Mm. I liked the fact that it was quite an easy thing to do, even for somebody who's not very techie. My challenge still is that I'm a very busy woman with a very busy schedule, and I don't have time.
No, it's because you can't.
Things.
It's because you can't be bothered because of most of the. That's it. You know, whenever I say I've gone too busy, it's because basically, and this is probably.
But I am the woman in the hair shampoo ad where basically I am running down the street. Mm. I am hailing a taxi.
I am on
the Instagram. I have got 10 meetings. I've got everything going on at the same time, and this LV thing. Where do I fit it into that schedule?
I agree. It's just one more thing.
It is.
To
but
do.
Tell me, are you wetting yourself a little bit as you're trying to multitask?
I am, but nobody can see it. Nobody sees it because I just wear very large pads.
For me, the excitement, the motivation, because I agree, you know, it's one more thing, pelvic floor. It's just, you've got to be kidding me. So I've got to look great, be a great mum, work,
successful.
Do all these things, and you've got to be kidding me. However, the motivation for me was that I love the techiness, I love the game. And also, I found that I was getting a bit of a flatter stomach. Yeah, because I didn't realise how...
See, now that you've mentioned that to me...
It was really surprising to me.
You know, as I sit here naked under my dungarees, I think actually that is a good motivation because I'm quite superficial. So I like the fact that it's got some more physical
benefits. But also, I find that because my core is stronger, I find exercising a bit easier. And also, I find picking up my kids easier. Mm-hmm. I've never, ever had a strong core, ever. I am always much more of a, like, do squats, go for a run. But I've never worked on my core before. And I definitely found that doing life is easier. Mm-hmm. So I'm properly into it now.
Now, the RV isn't cheap, is it? It's not the cheapest option. It is the best part of... 200 quid, it's around the 150, 160 marks. I'll need to double check that.
But Valentine's Day.
I know, but what I think is funny, like having had this chat and finding out these extra benefits that we were all discovering is, you know, you can spend thousands of pounds on beauty treatments, spa weekends, surgery, self-help, etc. Whereas usually the answer is like, just get enough sleep. Get enough sleep and you will feel a million times better. Mm. And it's kind of the same with the pelvic floor. It's like, yes, maybe you need to invest a little bit in something like an LV or invest your time into kind of exercising your pelvic floor, but it will bring with it these amazing benefits. So it's kind of just worth doing, really. Yes, that's what I would have to say about the LV.
So you're going to give it quite a high... Are we giving it scores or not today?
I am. Well, you know, my vagina is now so tight that it won't get around in when we go to the pub. So I'm going to give it, like, whatever we do,
that's a good analogy.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
5 stars, yeah.
I would give it 3 out of 5... for me, I think it just needs to be a bit less techie.
I love it. It's a piece of tech and it needs to be less techie. I'm going to give it 5 because this is the first time in my life I've ever not had a quite severe pot belly by about 6 o'clock in the evening. So that to me is very, very exciting.
That's good.
So here ends our episode, Pelvic Paw Patrol. We hope you enjoyed it. Please come and listen to us next week. Download us. Subscribe to us. Love us, adore us, worship us.
Imagine if you could actually download us.
That download
would
be,
us. That would be so
terrifying.
Good. Yeah. Be careful, because Anarchy's semi-naked. So if you do download us, make sure you don't do it
at
work.
Make sure you're prepared.
Not safe for work.
Buckle up, Craig David.
Craig David.
Anarchy said that. Pipe down. The next episode... It's called Just Look at the State of Me, and in it we explore body confidence, which is obviously a hotbed
topic.
Yes.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way. Because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.